Seattle has long been known as the best place to have a heart attack if you want to live. Nationally, survival rates for heart attack hover between a chest-clutching 2% and 25%. That's unless you're in King County. Here, your likelihood of surviving a frequent type of heart attack known as ventricular fibrillation is as high as 56%. KUOW's Patricia Murphy tells us why.
Administering CPR can save someone's life. But time and timing is of the essence. And realistic simulations like this one in Seattle, hosted by the Medic One Foundation, can make the difference. Healthcare workers from around the world were in the city this week being trained in what's known as high-performance CPR.
So he's got a couple of alternatives at this point. He's going to start cutting. I may come in here and start helping him out.
These emergency workers are being trained to function like pit crews, to work quickly, efficiently, seamlessly. Dr. Mickey Eisenberg is medical director of King County Emergency Medical Services. He says perfect CPR is the goal.
If you're not at the right rate, at the right depth, at the perfect recoil, if you're pausing too long between chest compressions, the likelihood of successful resuscitation falls dramatically.
In cases of ventricular fibrillation, the heart is literally quivering.
4, 3, 2, 1. Stop CPR. Switch.
Tim Benningfield is one of three participants working as a team to administer CPR to a training mannequin. Benningfield is the coordinator of fire and emergency services at the University of Alaska. He says training is critical to change emergency workers' attitudes towards CPR.
Sometimes the skills that are learned here are used and are not always successful, so it's sometimes a downer.
Sometimes, he says, emergency workers will just go through the motions because success rates are often low. But this training has inspired him.
They have used science and research to indicate that it doesn't have to be a failure as often as it was or maybe. It kind of gives you something to take back and teach.
And that's the hope and the point, says Mickey Eisenberg.
What can be more gratifying than to talk to somebody whose life was saved? It isn't one person that saves that life. It's a team, and that's what's, I think, the important thing.
Start CPR.
I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.